Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. California is on track for a $15 minimum wage by 2022, but some Silicon Valley cities are opting to hit that target much faster. Here with the latest on that front is the Wall Street Journal's Alejandro Lazo, patching in from San Francisco. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So California is on track for a $15 minimum wage. What's been going on and where is the ground most fertile for this?
Yeah, so the cities in Santa Clara County, which has kind of traditionally been considered Silicon Valley, south of San Francisco on the peninsula, San Jose, which is the largest, Milpitas, Palo Alto, where Stanford is based, and then the latest city to consider a much more accelerated minimum wage, in other words, getting to $15 faster than the statewide minimum wage, is Santa Clara. I think the reason this is significant is just that, you know, it's just another case of California cities doing something that, going the other direction when the country is, in a lot of states, state legislatures have taken action to block sort of local pushes for minimum wage increases. California doesn't have any restrictions, so these local jurisdictions can sort of set their own base pay increases, and they're doing just that. And local minimum wage activists and labor unions are having success with the argument that, you know, people just make a ton of money in Silicon Valley and they're pricing people out and it's driving real estate and the cost of living really high in this particular area. And so, a minimum wage increases is necessary.
Yeah, and, in Silicon Valley, you bring up a good point. The median household income is so high. I believe the nation's highest, apparently. A lot of people are questioning the impact of a wage boost in one of the most expensive regions in the country.
It's just kind of a central point. It's a central political point that I think these activists are making. Essentially, this is a region that is probably the highest wealth producing region in the country, perhaps one of the highest wealth producing regions in the world, and there's people getting left behind. Certainly a $15 minimum wage doesn't come close to closing that gap by any means, but at least that is something.
There's so many startups and small businesses in Silicon Valley. There's a lot to consider on that end. What's being brought to the table in terms of the startups and small businesses and how that'll get impacted?
Certainly small businesses. I quoted a UPS store owner. I talked to the local regional chamber of commerce, and they expressed the same sort of concerns that small businesses and business owners across the country have about the minimum wage. Labor costs are one of the biggest costs for these kinds of small businesses, and it's just going to hit their bottom line. They're struggling themselves with things like rent increases or they can only charge a certain amount for their goods before, their consumers start going elsewhere. To have, labor costs go up not just for their sort of bottom tier workers, but also for everybody else, because, the minimum wage kind of sets a floor. If you're now paying somebody the wage that somebody else higher up the scale is making, you've got to move everybody else up the line. So they're definitely voicing their concern.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Alejandro Lazo about Silicon Valley becoming a leading force to boost the minimum wage. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for joining us. So it's interesting that it's taking place in Silicon Valley. It's a fertile ground for tech. Tech is booming. It's where the money is. Do you think this will drive even more attention to Silicon Valley, and the way this plays out might sort of be an example of sorts?
Yeah, I do. I do think certainly that is the intent of the people who are behind these increases. Certainly there's been a lot of attention on the issues like inequality in this region, gentrification, and There was this big conflict a couple years back with these technology buses that were shuttling people back and forth from the city of San Francisco to Silicon Valley, and how that was affecting life and sort of in real estate and just kind of changing the way things were here. Yeah, the people behind this campaign, they call themselves Silicon Valley Rising. They're trying to organize technology workers, technology workers on the sort of lower end, you know, maybe not the people that are actually working in tech, but the service workers, like those tech bus drivers, those restaurant, food service workers that are in this area. They certainly want to call attention to this issue. The minimum wage issue is one that people can easily understand, but they're doing a lot of different kind of organizing. The minimum wage issue is one that people can understand, and I think it's one that they've used to call attention to their efforts.
Very interesting. Alejandro, thanks very much for the time.
Yes, of course. Thank you very much.
Thanks again to Wall Street Journal reporter Alejandro Lazo. This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.
Enjoy our podcasts? Then listen in your car. Before you start down the road, just sync your smartphone using Bluetooth or plug into the USB port. Got Apple CarPlay? Just tap on the podcast app and search for WSJ. So, the next time you're getting behind the wheel, take us along and enjoy the ride. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.